The missions appointed Native American alcaldes. They worked as middlemen between the priests and the workers. Estanislao became alcalde at Mission San Jose. He was taken from an inland Yokuts village as a child. He was probably held captive and disciplined harshly, and would have witnessed other Indians die of disease. As alcalde, his main duty was keeping the workers in line. The priests allowed the Native Americans to visit their villages once a year, under the watch of the alcalde. In 1827, Estanislao led 400 San Jose Mission Indians from the mission into the San Joaquin Valley. This time, he urged them to rebel and not return to the mission. Several hundred more joined them under the leadership of Cipriano, another Indian leader from the missions of Santa Clara, San Juan Bautista, and Santa Cruz. This was the largest rebellion of Native California workers in the missions. Spanish forces bungled several attempts to retaliate and bring the workers back, finally stopped the rebellion by adding many soldiers and guns. Estanislao escaped. Later, Narciso Duran, the head of the mission, managed to get the governor to grant Estanislao a pardon. The great leader went back to Mission San Jose, where he died in a smallpox epidemic just a few years later.